We'll talk together today about the candles in the church. As we have done every day, we take a small topic about the church rites. Today we'll talk about the candles. We talk about the candle that we see in the church, that the candle is an image of a person who's worshiping, who's standing in the presence of God. The candle, as we see it, it's calm in its appearance, just like a worshiper who's standing to pray. But it's burning in the heart with burning fire. Even though its body is cool, but this fire melts the body and pours it out as tears that flow, leaving a circle of light behind it, just like a worshiper who's standing to pray. Even though he may be cool, he may be not that spiritual, but this prayer, this worship that he offers, melts his heart and pours it out before God as tears, leaving behind the light of the illumination of the Word of God. The nature of it, of the candle without the fire, is useless. If we take a candle and just put it and don't light it, don't do anything with it, it's useless. It's just a piece of wax. Just like the nature of man, without the work of the Holy Spirit, he is useless. And of course, in the church and in the Bible and the scripture, we always resemble the Holy Spirit with fire. The candle is like the worshiper. It does not give light by itself, but when it's lit, it burns and shines. It lightens on the darkness around it and gives forth heat and warmth to those who surround it. Exactly like a person who by himself is useless, but with the work of the Holy Spirit, he begins to give off light and he begins to give off warmth for the people around him. The candle is a symbol of prayer. The act of lighting a candle is basically a prayer by itself. If you just go in front of one of the icons of the saints and you're lighting a candle, you're basically offering some form of prayer. يعني الشمعة زي صلاة صغيرة في حد ذاتها. Lighting a candle acts as a reminder that others pray with us, both the living and those departed, even if they are not there with us. The flame that's in the candle is a symbol of the passion, and it always points towards heaven. It also reminds us that Christ is the light of the world. So the candle is a symbol of prayer. It points to heaven, directs our attention up towards our Father of light, and reminds us that Christ is the light of the world. The use of candles in the church. In the early church, they used to use candles not just to give off, to enlighten the place. You know, in the old days or in the early church, of course, there was no electricity. And some people may think they used to use candles to light the church. But they used to even use the candles even during the daytime when there was light. So obviously, this was not the real reason for using candles. And especially during the feast days, they would light all the candles at the altar, and on those occasions the altar would look very beautiful and very bright, reminding us of the brightness in heaven. In the baptism, candles are lit by the baptismal font as a sign of the enlightenment and the new shining nature of the baptized person. This new person, after the baptism, after the liturgy, after taking communion, he goes around the church three times in a procession, and he wears a crown on his head and is girded with girdles, and that person or their godparents, they hold candles in their hand as a sign of the joy of this new birth, this new enlightenment that they have received in the baptism. As we know that through baptism, Christ has taken us from darkness into the light, and so this is the light of the baptism. At the reading of the Holy Bible, as we see always in the church, we find that two deacons come and hold candles by next to the scripture. And this reminds us that the gospel's light fills the universe. The gospel is man's lamp and the light of his way. He who lives according to the Bible lives in light, walks in light, and becomes the son of light and the son of resurrection. So we put the candles at the reading of the gospel to remind us that the gospel or the words of the gospel are the light that is going to bring us salvation. According to the original church rites, in the circuit of the gospel, a deacon holds a candle before the gospel. You know, when the priest inside the altar goes around, right before the reading of the gospel, he goes around holding the gospel in his hand. According to the early church rites, there's a deacon that would hold a candle and walk in front of him. And this candle that is held symbolizes John the Baptist, the forerunner who was a witness to the light. Since we said that the gospel is the word of God, it's the light, Saint John, who comes before this gospel, is the forerunner or the witness to the light. As it's said about him in John chapter 1, this man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. On the feasts of the saints, we see candles are lit before the icons of the saints. So in front of the icon of Saint Mary or in front of the icon of the saints, we would put a candle, especially on their feast days, to remind us that they shine in the kingdom of God. And this honor that they receive urges us to follow the example of these saints and imitate them until the end. As Saint Paul tells us in Hebrews chapter 6, imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. So when we look at the icons of the saints and we look at the light that they have brought into the world through their prayers, through their worship, this reminds us of their life and how that we should imitate their life. We also put lighted oil lamps in front of all the icons, indicating that the light of the world of the Lord Christ shone through them. So in front, you see this especially in the ancient churches in Egypt. You will see in front of the icons, they put oil lamps. These oil lamps are to remind us that these people have given their life to God and that their life shined to all of us. The candle lit before the icon of Virgin Mary indicates that this is the mother of the light, the mother of light, the mother of God. However, we never find a candle placed before the icon of the Lord Christ. Why? Because he is the true light of the world, so we don't put a candle before the icon of the Lord. During the liturgy, we see that there are two candles on the two sides of the altar. When Abuna's praying, we always see there's two lighted candles on the altar. They represent the two angels who were by the tomb of Christ at the time of his resurrection. Also in the churches, there's the wall that's all the way at the end. It's called the Eastern Wall, Sher'iyya. The Eastern Wall is the wall where we have an icon of the Pantocrator, of Christ, the Pantocrator, the beholder of all things. He's sitting on the throne. He's holding the globe in his hand. And sometimes we find an oil lamp in front of this Eastern Wall. And this oil lamp reminds us of the star that appeared to the wise men to direct their attention to Christ who was born in the manger. So just like the wise men saw the star and their attention was directed to the manger, to the Lord who was born, when we see this oil lamp, it reminds us or directs our attention to Christ who is before us. During the raising of incense, when the priest is praying Evnoti Nainen, we see that he holds the cross and three candles with the cross. This symbolizes that Christ who was crucified on the cross is the light of the world. That Christ who was crucified on the cross is the light of the world. And that through the cross we were transformed from darkness to his light. As we read in the Epistle of St. Peter, he says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So we see the three candles on the cross. It reminds us that the person who was crucified has done this and has brought us from darkness into his light. Also, we see candles used in the funerals. And this represents that the light that this departed righteous person has shown in his life. Just like in Matthew chapter 5, Christ said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Another very beautiful rite that maybe not most of us have not seen, on Bright Saturday, the Saturday right before the resurrection feast, there's a special rite that's performed in Jerusalem in the Church of the Sepulchre. And all the people participate joyfully in the celebration of the light of the resurrection. What happens is, as they are praying at the tomb of Christ, light appears from the holy tomb of Christ, and the believers take from this light and they light their candles and they go around the church and they go around Jerusalem with this light, and they even take it to all parts of the world. This is the light of the resurrection. So we talked that the candle represents three things. It represents the worshiper, it represents prayers, and it represents the work of the Holy Spirit. And we have seen the candle. It is the light of baptism, as we see the candles during the rite of the baptism. We see the candles at the reading of the gospel. So the candles is the light of the scripture. We see the candle at the circuit of the gospel. This is the light of John the Baptist, the forerunner. We see the candle before the icons of the saints. This is the light of the saints. We see the candles on the altar during the liturgy. This is the light of the angels. We see the oil lamp in front of the eastern wall. This is the light of the star. We see the candles at the funerals. This is the light of the righteous departed. We see the candles at the cross when Abuna prays with it and blesses the people. This is the light of the cross. And finally, we talked about the light of the resurrection and the rite of Bright Saturday. And glory be to God forever. Amen.